Cowboysradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, did you take Mom out for some meat glue today, huh? You want some meat glue, Mommy? Oh, man, there's some gross stuff in food this Mother's Day, and we are spotlighting it this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I expect Liam Sheff to join me a little while, my superhero sidekick. He's got a new book coming out, Official Stories. Going to be awesome. And that's very exciting. The number, if you'd like to be part of the show today, we do have a number you can call in if you'd like to. 800-259-5791, especially for moms today. 800-259-5791. I did have one Facebook message. Somebody wanted me to talk about how do you deal with pool chemicals, right? If you're still swimming in a pool that's chlorinated. So sometime this hour, remind me, don't forget, I don't know, somebody tell me, remember the pool chemical. I don't want to get to it yet, but that's coming up because it is in the northern hemisphere getting to be pool season. You're going to be hitting the swimming pool, or if you're going to the water parks, a lot of chlorine involved there. What can you do? And I'll tell you about that in just a little while. 9 sickening food ingredients. Here's an interesting story, gross stuff in food. Sorry to upset your Mother's Day breakfast, brunch, or lunch. Hopefully none of this is in what you're eating right now. Here's a quote from the article I haven't linked up in the blog at robertscottbell.com. News about gross-out ingredients like pink slime and ammonia. Got us thinking. What other surprises lurk in the food we eat? We put that question to food safety as well as food manufacturing experts. And it turns out all kinds of things go into refined and processed foods that you wouldn't willingly put in your mouth. And so here's a few. Now, key is there. Did you see that? Refined and processed foods. Now, you'd think that if we weren't eating it, we shouldn't be exposed to it. But some of the stuff that's sold to you not as so processed, I guess semi-processed. Let's say you're buying that steak in the grocery store to cook at home. It might be put together with meat glue, right? It might have pink slime mixed into it, and it's not being labeled as processed necessarily. So this is problematic. You might not know. Last hour we talked with Christopher Barr about eating the meat, if you do, that is grown as cows or cattle has been grazed for however long they've been on the planet by eating grasses out in the field, sun-kissed, vitamin D present, even omega-3 fat present in those animal sources of protein. Yet this processed stuff is nasty beyond belief. And there are a few things you should know about on this list, and a lot that are not listed here. Now, one of those few things you know about, it's gelatin. You've heard of gelatin? And you think it's just coming from horse hooves, right? They talked about it's coming from horses' hooves. But it turns out a lot of it is actually coming from somewhere else. Pig skins. Which, by the way, concerns me a lot about the vitamin D that you may be taking. It could be coming not only from sheep lanolin, but also from pig skins. Is that concern to you? If you don't like to eat pigs, you may be eating it inadvertently, because that's one of the main additives in a lot of foods. But big source that you're not aware of, coming from pigs, animal skins, right? Now, the other aspect of a lot of the food additives, you don't want to be feeding your mom on Mother's Day. By the way, love your mom, even if you love her. Just do it. It's Mother's Day at least once a year, but it should be 365, right? Appreciate them. We all got our things, right? But find out about their history, and you'll understand why they are the way they are. Otherwise, it's just a mystery to you. That's another thing I would encourage you to do on Mom's Day. Ask her about her childhood, if she's willing to describe what she went through. But you'll understand a lot more about why she is the way she is. Now, mechanically separated meat is what's left over after the meat clinging the bones of chicken or pork are forced through a sieve-like structure using high pressure. It looks like a paste or batter. And this is some nasty stuff because you might find that neurological tissue, skeletal tissue, or let's say the backbone itself that creates a lot, and it has a lot of neurological tissue, that puts you at risk for other things if these animals are not raised in a clean fashion, if they're eating other dead or diseased animals. We get into the bovine spongiform encephalopathy that we've talked about here from time to time. Now, this is an interesting additive. I bet you didn't know about this. Carbon monoxide. Right? So those of you, and I'm not making suicide jokes, but you've seen people that try to do that by turning on their car in their garage to kill themselves with carbon monoxide. Now, they're utilizing carbon monoxide in meat to, you know, suck out the air. They put carbon monoxide because it stops the, let's say, the degradation of our oxidation of the meat products by doing the carbon monoxide. Of course, you've heard about nitrogen flushing. I don't know that you're going to be able to breathe a lot of carbon monoxide from your meat, but if you're buying it and it's weeks old because the carbon monoxide was put in there, it looks the day it was cut off the animal and then fresh, there might be a problem there. So carbon monoxide. But this is probably grosser. Those of you that still eat the refined candies, right, like jelly beans, you know that they get shellacked, that shiny covering? It's beyond the confectioner's glaze, although they'll call it that. But it comes from an insect native to Thailand known as the Caria laca insect, the shellac. But one thing they will not mention in this list of the grossest so-called things in or on your food, nine most sickening food ingredients, they failed to mention the food colorings, which are highly carcinogenic and have been known to be so since the German organic chemist brought over the aniline dyes all those years ago, over a century ago, which is why Harvey Wiley, who was the instigator for the Food, Drug, and the Pure Foods Act, way back in the early part of the 20th century, and he established that because he didn't want to see the food supply for Americans contaminated and made toxic by the food processors, the chemical manufacturers. And yet he was completely disregarded when the FDA in its later incarnation after 1939, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, they became the shills and the protectors of the industries that corrupted our food supplies. So the additives that are not listed are including the artificial sweeteners like aspartame. For me, that's a higher gross factor than, for instance, salt water injections, which is one of the things that's listed here. And I've got it linked up if you want to check it out at robertscottbell.com. Now, saltwater injections may be benign, but it's costing you money because they're pumping up, for instance, if you buy chicken in the grocery store, they can pump it up with salt water, add lots of ounces to it, and then you're paying not for the meat you think you're getting, but for salt water. Salt water. Of course, they're worried about it because salt. Oh, sodium is so dangerous! But if they're pumping in seawater, it's not so bad because it's got all the minerals that are present in a balanced form. Yet what they're probably pumping in is sodium chloride in water, which is an isolated form of salt that becomes very dangerous and toxic. So I make the distinction here on the Robert Scott Bell Show between refined salt and salt that is basically contained in its whole form, mined or somehow evaporated out of the sea, that actually has 74 to 84 trace elements in addition to the sodium and chloride at the base level, the majority of which is in there. But if you remove all those trace elements, you create a toxic food additive, okay? Oh, this is years ago we covered this story. Super Don and I covered this. They add viruses to lunch meat. You remember that? Lunch meat, not the most ideal way to get your meat because, of course, they're probably getting it from processed food animals. But then they add all kinds of stuff, and they do these viruses that so-called, I don't know if they kill the macrophages. They work with them. They combat the E. coli and Listeria. They say they engulf it somehow. And they say, okay, it's not going to modify itself to create problems for you. But isn't that what they're trying to frighten you into vaccinating your children for? Because they're so scared of viruses. Yet here, they're spraying them onto your food. Okay, another nasty thing. How about ammonia? Oh, ammonia. And this relates to the pink slime. Mr. Clean has come around to create the pink slime. And they're saying, oh, well, it's not really ammonia. It's the ammonia gas. Oh, sure. The ammonia gas is not going to liquefy once coming into contact with the meat that they convert into pink slime. Right? Lovely. Drink your cleaning agents. with pink slime. Nasty stuff. And then they list, this one I agree with, one of the nastiest of the nasties, is called bisphenol A, BPA. Of course, it's, well, they were supposedly removed from baby bottles and sippy cups, but who knows if they really have, coming from China. But in canned foods, unless you're certain that the cans are not lined with BPA-type plastic liners, the acidic tomatoes, etc., are going to leach that BPA right into that food, and these are nasty xenoestrogens, creating, altering your endocrine function, your endocrine balance, coming back with the plastifiers, the petrochemicals, the pesticides. Oh, and by the way, they didn't mention pesticides. All the food, not organic. And quite honestly, even some of the organic foods have some level, although albeit much, much less. The pesticides, xenoestrogens, the enzyme destroying, the endocrine disrupting pesticides from Big Monsanto, Dow Chemical, etc., not listed in the gross-out factors of all of these additives, yet for me, as dangerous or more dangerous than any of the others that are listed, even the bug juice at Starbucks, which they claim they're not using anymore to color the coffee in some way, shape, or form. Are you ready to detoxify yet? We're going to do some major radio detoxification because Liam Sheff is scheduled to be on momentarily. We'll talk about the official stories that are there to protect the officials and more. Mental illness, it's not in the American people as much as it is in our government. And primary among our mentally ill people in government, Kathleen Sebelius at the Department of Health and Human Services. Why is she mentally ill? I'll explain that when we come back from the break, right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to the sponsors. We got it. Rock and roll. Liam Sheff coming up after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1586.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1625.98, $812.99 for a half ounce, or $406.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1625.98, $812.99, and $406.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we hope to have Liam Sheff up soon here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call-in number if you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791. Also, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can reach me via our special Robert Scott Bell Show call-in line that never closes. That's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I had a call. Actually, no, this was a Facebook comment before we get Liam up here. Let me know. She asked about pool chemicals. I was going to mention that. Now, I formulated a pool chemical detox formula for Newton Labs many years ago. I don't know if they still have it, but King Bio has mass, let's say, environmental chemical formulations that will include the pool chemicals like chlorine and other things. And you know, the thing is, you could do this at home. I'm going to tell you this. This is going to violate FDA protocol here. You ready? The Fear and Death Administration, I'm going to tell you something they don't want you to know. You can actually make your own homeopathic remedies to detoxify from pool chemicals. So if you detoxify from pool chemicals, here's one way to do it if you want to. You can actually take, get like one of those, let's say 1 ounce, 2 ounce bottles that you can get from the health food store with a dropper top or even a screw top, whatever. And, you know, fill up a little bit of that. You're going to need a few bottles. I apologize. I'm going through the details of making a homeopathic remedy here. Get a couple of bottles here. Fill it up with the pool water that's just normally treated, right? Pool chemicals are in there. Take it. Now, take a percentage of that. And this is like if you're a Russian general, like a Korsakov on the field, and you have to make homeopathic remedies in the field, and you have no way of having access to a real lab. You know, what are we doing? End of the world scenarios, right? Pool chemicals. I'm just giving you an option. And then you get some purified, clean water, and you basically are going to dilute and succuss, to the point, if you do that 10 times, you'll have approximately a 10X, a 10C, or a 10K, Korsakovian, you don't know, because you're dumping out the water between each and adding the pure water to it each time, and you're going to shake it 100 times. That's going to leave, through the cohesion tension theory, recognizing the water will, cling to the sides of the bottle. You're not going to completely empty it, even though you dump it out. And each time, you're going to have a dilute form of succussed of the pool water, the pool water remedy. So you're going to be specific to your pool by the time you've done it 10 times. If you need to add a little preservative like alcohol or put some colloidal silver or throw some sovereign silver in there, you can use it. Now you can take a few drops before and after you swim, you know, after you've done that 10 times. I know it's kind of convoluted and confusing, but easier would be to get a pool chemical detox formula or environmental chemical detox formula like from King Bio. And you can ask them about that at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, and that'll get you there. So that's a simple thing that you can do to help you detox from pool chemicals as well. Now, ideally, you can encourage, if you have your own pool, convert it to a salt pool. And many pools are being converted in this way. If you don't have silver and copper ionization units, it's a very simple way to clean up your act because it electrolytically splits out the salt into a form that is not as toxic, much more gentler on the skin. And I've utilized this in home pools, and sometimes they've upscaled it to larger pools that have converted to salt. And you'll save a lot of money in chlorine purchases, and you don't have to deal with the toxic chemicals for the most part if you don't have some of these high-end silver and copper ionization units, which is another great way to go. So enjoy your pool water, and if you have to swim in a chlorinated pool, get some homeopathic pool water that is in some of these remedies I talked about here. And if you have questions about that, I'll try and be more descriptive. I mean, it's a challenge to try and make a homeopathic remedy on radio. So this is it. Now, Liam said he's trying to call in, and we can't get him in. I don't know what's happening there back at the studio, so we won't give up, and we'll try to get him on in the bottom of the hour some way. So we got, let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, I was talking about some of these HIV AIDS boondoggles. There's a story here about, let's see, what was this HIV test here? FDA reviews first rapid take-home test for HIV. A take-home test for HIV. Quote from the article, the Food and Drug Administration is considering approval of the first over-the-counter HIV test that would allow consumers to quickly test themselves for the virus at home without medical supervision. My perspective on this? Who needs medical supervision when the tests detect no such virus? I mean, what do you need medical supervision? We're not even detecting anything. Hey, you know, maybe it is that the doctors are fictitious as well. That's right. They're fictitious doctors wanting you to take a fictitious test at home. And now suddenly things might begin to make sense. There's also a new phase of a prevention pill, as they say this. And again, the links are up there at robertscadvel.com. You got to see this. Quote from the article. Condoms and other safe sex practices have accomplished only so much. Now the 30-year battle against AIDS is on the verge of a radical new phase, with the government expected to endorse a once-a-day pill to prevent infection with the virus. I've talked about disbanding the FDA, the CDC, and if I could, the NIH, and any other governmental or non-governmental agencies who still promote this completely unfounded idea that there is a single retrovirus that could cause immune collapse in 6 months. Oh, wait a second. No, it's 1 year. Wait, is it two? No, it's 3 years. Wait. It's 5 years. Wait, no. It's 10 to 15. Oh, it could be 30 years. Wait a second. It could be 70 years. And then they'll say you died from HIV because you tested positive on a nonspecific antibody test that can't detect the presence or absence of any retrovirus, much less one called HIV. Yet the ban plays on. The ban plays on. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, her name, Kathleen Sebelius, says that these failed drugs, moving from failed HIV tests to failed drugs, you know a lot of the drugs, they're out of patent, right? They've lost their patent protection. And so what's happening? Instead of just crumbling and them trying to figure out what else they'll sell, the government is the rescue. They're going to go bail out the drug companies. Did you know this? We can't let these drug compounds go to waste just because they're out of patent. We need taxpayer funds to research and discover new uses for old drugs that are no longer profitable so that they can make money again. This is, of course, the mindset of HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who told reporters the goal of the project is to teach an old drug new tricks. Ha ha ha! So funny! Ah, ha ha! Old drug new tricks. Is this the solution to the bad economy? Just let the government figure out new uses for old and dangerous products? This is the bailout for the drug industry? Whoa, they needed a bailout. Anyway, Liam Sheff just about to join me as I'm about to go to break. Liam, do we have you?
You had me at hello.
Liam Sheff, my superhero sidekick. Oh, better late than never. I know we got to go to break in a minute, but Official Stories is almost ready to be released on an unsuspecting public, your new book.
Yes, and an unwilling and unsuspecting innocent public about to read 11 chapters of mind-blowing conspiracy realism. We're going to lay it out.
Yes, and Kathleen Sebelius is going to freak out when we tell her what we're going to talk about next. So stand by. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media like nowhere else. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. And, of course, the phone number, 800-259-5791. Coming back with more powerful healing and my good friend Liam Sheff after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
By the way, I was mentioning those meat and food additives. The U.S. meat industry on Thursday defended the additive called meat glue, saying that those enzymes, darn it, they're safe. And they love you. Meat glue is good for you, and it's being used to hold together MyPlate.gov. That lovely thing that converted from four food groups to multiple pyramids, and now it's MyPlate.gov, held together by meat glue. Hey, someone who isn't held together by meat glue, my dear friend, superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam.
Wait a second. Yes? You mean they endorsed meat glue?
They endorsed meat glue.
They didn't run in shame for meat glue?
No, they embrace it. And in fact, Kathleen Sebelius, I was talking about her maybe having a mental illness because of the things they promote at HHS. Now they're also promoting a drug vending machine. But heck, who needs doctors when they're promoting fake HIV tests? It's all fake.
That's true. You know what, though? That explains a lot, the meat glue thing. I was wondering what, you know, you when Joseph Biden talks, I think he is the first, I think he is meat glue. I don't think there's anything but.
He's the first vice president held together with meat glue.
No, I think he is meat glue holding together just a little bit of vice president. But anyway, that's semantic. Semantic.
It's true. But, you know, Kathleen Sebelius is an official, is she not? She's a government official. I don't think she's going to appreciate the things you're writing about in your new book coming out soon called Official Stories.
No, official stories, as I say, are there to protect officials. You know, it's a very easy, logical line. Anytime an official opens their mouth, they're lying. They're protecting something that they're invested in. That's what politicians do. That's what they're made to do by the evil lizard people who live in the moon. No, I'm just kidding. They grow up like you. They grow up like you and me. And somewhere along the line, they decided that for the benefit of their pocketbooks, you can be talked into a lot of things. People whisper things in your ears. Oh, it's for the greater good. Henry Kissinger used to whisper in Richard Nixon's ear, oh, Mr. President, it's for the benefit of the greater good that we bomb the Vietnamese, not the Israelis, of course. So, you know, official stories exist to protect officials, and it's a very cool book. It'll be out in two and a half weeks. Once all the proofing is done, have you ever read 98,000 words? I got to tell you, language just starts to come apart in your head, and you hope for some meat glue. 98,000 words is a lot to edit.
I don't even know what language you're speaking right now, Liam.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, I'm back.
No, you're doing great. I'm impressed that you can still communicate verbally after doing that in the written form. So very impressive, and it'll be out in time certainly for the Health Freedom Expo, where Liam Sheff will be there, one of the featured speakers on Friday evening, a very special talk, not only about the fallacy of HIV tests, but also the whole fallacy of the history of vaccinations that have never been told. And so there's going to be a lot of cool stuff. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the additional 5 days of the week we do through Natural News Radio, we're going to find a way to do a contest to give away some of your books coming up soon.
We are, to the person who sends in the most attractive nude. No. To the person, but it won't be anything offensive. We're going to have you call in and make your plea, and we'll have 3 to 5 books to give away, and we'll it'll be like American Idol. We're going to listen to your phone call, and we're going to sit around and judge your phone call. We're going to have an all-star panel.
Well, no, this is actually going to be a wonderful and worthy time. We'll give you that number to call into when we get that contest up and running. But for now, we are just enjoying our time together here. As I said, I'll be up at the Autism One Conference, Chicago, Lombard, Illinois, May 23rd through 27th. Liam and I will both be at 2 upcoming events, the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. That's June 15th through 17th, and June 29th and 30th in New York City for the Alive Foundation Awards Show. This is going to be awesome.
New York City.
That's right, New York City, where you've been surviving to write your book. So it's been good. The energy, somehow you've been able to kind of focal point it on there to finish it up.
I just keep breathing through one side of my mouth, trying to find a few molecules of oxygen in this big, disgusting town.
Well, you know, I was born there, and it was a briar patch, or so I thought, but the real briar patch is wherever I am on radio, and hanging out with you is always a blast. Liam Sheff continues on with us today on a special Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. In case you missed anything, we'll have the show notes linked up, and a link up to archives at GCNlive.com, as well as RobertScottBell.com. More on not only mental illness, maybe some age stuff. We're going to find out about some of those chapters in the new book by Liam coming out called Official Stories. What are the things you don't want to know? Yes, you want to know them. And we'll tell you them after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, there's a story here about seniors needing vaccines other than the flu shot. You mean they need more? They need more mercury, more aluminum, more foreign animal RNA, DNA aborted fetal tissue? What? That's right, they're promoting shingles, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis to everybody at every age. Moms, supermoms, grandmoms, you too. But, you know, the fact is that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we know immunity does not wear down. People do by doing stupid things like vaccines and listening to Kathleen Sebelius, which is something my guest and friend, Liam Sheff, does not do. New book, Official Stories. You even have a chapter on vaccines.
That sounds like an accusation. It's true, though. I do. You know, I was agnostic, really, about vaccines much longer than I was about HIV testing or GMOs or any of the, you know, healthy food. I just said, well, polio went away, so that must have been something. Well, we don't have smallpox anymore. So a few years ago, I had to really research it very, very heavily. Polio was this thing that was supposedly wiped out by vaccination, but when you look back in the historical record, you find that the people who were getting polio were getting them in clusters around toxicological or pesticide events. So when Americans industry was gearing up to feed the big cities in the early part of the 20th century, they sprayed food with lead and arsenic. So these are neurotoxins, and these can paralyze you. And the historical literature is full of notices of people and towns and whole, like, entire groups just having paralyses and the Jake Walk blues and all these other things that happen to people where they would have a palsy or some neurological terrible defect because of chemicals they were ingesting. Well, the polio thing came around and said, well, we'll fix it with a new chemical. So they put a chemical called DDT. They dropped DDT into the market, and they sprayed tens of thousands of pounds of this stuff onto farms and children at beaches, and, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands around the country. And, of course, what went up was polio. Like, paralytic polio increased 500-700%. Well, they eventually got rid of DDT in this country. Guess what went away? They credit the getting rid of polio with this vaccine, but vaccines are strange business. Now, you have a 10-hour seminar, which I really would like to be able to listen to all of. I got a little taste of it when I was down there in Florida. But you have a seminar, right, with our friend John Rappaport?
That's right. 10 hours of downloadable and visual written materials as well. It's just blows away any information that's ever been put out in one place altogether. And it will help you walk with a posture never before. You'll never again be duped by the vaccine liars, the vaccinologists out there. And you see the link at robertscottbell.com up in the top right-hand corner. It says vaccines armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. Take you to website. It is extraordinary. Download it, share it, whatever you got to do, but get it out there. And then, of course, get official stories as soon as it comes out, because Liam goes into it as well. Excellent stuff, and we'll be talking about it at the Health Freedom Expo.
Right. I mean, my chapter is not going to go as in-depth as yours. It's one chapter in a book. But what I did was I just laid out this historical argument, because the historical literature is very argumentative about, as you know, about the success of vaccines. And you have guys writing at the time of Edward Jenner, you have writers like William White really mocking Edward Jenner, because Edward Jenner said, oh, if you're ever injected with the cowpox or smallpox vaccine, you'll never get it again. Well, you know, months later, well, I never said that you wouldn't get smallpox if you were injected with it. You just get a mild case of smallpox. Months later, I never said that you wouldn't get a terrible case and die of smallpox. It's vaccinations just like a case of smallpox. So Edward Jenner, who supposedly saved the world by inventing a way to take pus and blood from cows and horses and jam it into your arm. No, that's what it was, by the way. That's where the word vaccine comes from, vodka. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't just curse vodka. It means cow.
Vaccinia. That's right. And, of course, Jenner, when he did this, was actually creating such a disease, and they threw him out, and they threw out the vaccinologists that follow him from cities because they saw the incidence of diseases that were the same or worse increasing in vaccinated populations. And to your point, just to say it a little differently, we are dealing with toxicological assaults like polio. There is not one virus that causes polio, and that people freak out when they hear that, but it's the truth.
The mainstream knows that. If you go on the CIA fact book, aka the Wikipedia, and you look up their CDC official chart for who gets polio, they'll tell you, and you can go look this up, that polio, the virus that causes polio, is the virus that causes polio except 99.9% of the time.
So, yes, that's a very good track record, by the way, for the polio virus. Listen, Liam, we got to take a break. We're going to continue our discussion, perhaps of the vaccine chapter, perhaps of the HIV chapter. Who knows what chapter we'll get? There's so many cool chapters in Official Stories, the new book coming out by Liam Sheff, and we'll have it out at the Health Freedom Expo. And you got to listen Monday through Friday to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we'll give you an opportunity to win a book or two. You got to have a book or two. And we'll give you that number also when I come back. Stand by. Robert Scott Bell Show wraps it up with Liam Sheff after this.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have
experienced amazing
results.
You're a super energy guy today.
Like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been...
No, it's good. People love it. And that's why people love you. You're right there with them, believe me. I hear it all the time. Oh, we love Robert. He's got so... We love you. We love you, Robert. We're both... You're both great. Hey, Vaishali's a fan? Vaishali?
...for surgery to say no and try Heart and Body Extract.
I wonder if she's with you.
And thankfully, those right decisions...
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305.
So they love me and Richard.
Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body
Extract. Oh, I love them.
Back. For a long and healthy life.
Yeah, in July. I wonder if she'll review my... If I can send her a copy of the book.
And try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaSig.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine no ashes,
stinks,
nasty smeller.
Didn't she speak at that Monsanto event?
Electronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking.
The one in the fall where it rains.
A wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaSig.com.
Yeah, where it's all
The competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee.
Which we can do once we have the show book.
Are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Oh, the last segment of the Mother's Day show. Ah, no. No, it's okay. Everybody, give love to your mothers if you can. And if not, what would you say? Love somebody else's mother. I don't mean it in a negative context. I mean,
vitamin L.
I'm talking vitamin L, Liam. That's right. The positive, powerful vitamin L that binds the universe. Not meat glue. Vitamin L. Anyway, Liam Shep continues on. We're wrapping up the show today together, and we've had some great stuff with Christopher Roar last hour, and the archives will be linked up. The phone number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Leave me a message, comment, question, whatever, complaint, I don't know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. As I said, the book coming out by Liam, we're going to be giving away some copies, and we'll tell you how to get that, but you've got to stay plugged in or go to the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. Every day till we get that information out. Now, Liam, you got what?
Was Chris Barr? Well, first I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother. You keep it private. She knows who she is, I hope, out there in California. I don't think there are a lot of people who think they're my mother. Hopefully there's just one. So Happy Mother's Day. And it was Chris Barr on the show?
Chris was on last hour. Yeah, we had him. He was great. Brought him out of retirement.
He's so great. So in the book, you were asking what chapter to focus on. You know, I have a whole chapter on how Darwinism is just the deadest, most ridiculous science. And if you look at the chapter, you'll see that it doesn't even speak about what happens on Earth or the processes of life or how complex life is or really how irreducibly complex, to borrow a word from Michael Bay and some other thinkers, the processes that live in our cells are. And this is very interesting because I'm not a Christian fundamentalist. I'm not a Christian. I lean East. But I'm telling you that this Darwinism thing is pure. It's not even science. It's a dead-end philosophy. And it's given us this whole eugenics movement and the eugenic concept of survival of the fittest. In other words, you can kill and get rid of things that you deem unworthy. And right. We've lived in the century and a half of Darwin. So that's it. That's right here in the book. Again, and you can't accuse me of being a fundamentalist creationist or something, even though I believe in a universal creator. I'm much more Hindu than I am Christian. So I'm coming from a different perspective than the Christian critics of Darwin, but it's in there, and you can get a sense of what's wrong with it, with Darwinism.
Yeah, Darwinism is another sick, twisted cult, if you will. And you're right, it led to eugenics, this concept that you could kill people the less desirable, so to speak. And it has not promoted a culture of life in any way, shape, or form that we support here, legitimate, in a sense, embracing this. And the vaccines, in fact, are also part of the so-called eugenicist program, ultimately, because as you've said so well, and it's in the vaccine chapter where you can download the audio 10 hours plus of Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, we talk about how vaccines are literally creating a scenario of infertility, cancer, all kinds of chronic diseases in younger and younger children, if not the autism spectrum, and even death. So critically thinking, recognizing that these vaccine-preventable diseases are actually creating disease, and they're not even addressing true cause of disease, which is not necessarily virological, but toxicological, and they increase the toxicological assault.
Yeah, I wonder about people. Like, I'm giving a couple talks upcoming in New England, and a friend forwarded a letter about how dangerous it was to talk about this and how irresponsible it was if you're not a scientist. And I thought, well, that's such a phony argument, because these scientists, number one, don't take any responsibility for the number of people they kill. Number two, they're not really scientists. They're just jockeys in a lab moving PCR plates around and thinking that they're inventing something. And number three, who decided that these people have a right to be fascists just because they invoke the word science? But you're not, you know, they claim to be on the side of health or whatever, but they're just fascists. They want you to do exactly what they say. Now, if I came to them and said, you have to do exactly what I say, and I know it's best because I trust the priests of ancient Babylon, they'd say, you're crazy. Hmm. Well, if you come to me and you say, I trust Anthony Fauci and David Baltimore and the inventors of the entire cancer retrovirology scam, I'm going to say, no thanks, goodbye, not interested.
Yeah,
but they won't allow that.
No, of course. And these are the same groups that say the sun causes cancer, when we know proper and adequate sun exposure on a daily basis can actually prevent cancer, can help produce very vital aspects of a function, hormones, vitamin D, etc. And yet they disavow any knowledge of that and just say, freak you out and keep you out of the sun, which again facilitates more disease.
You know, we've never covered that on the show, and I've never studied that. So we'll have to do that on a show, on a weekday show sometime when we have time to really stretch out, because I want to ask you about that. I mean, I don't hide from the sun in any way, but you know, just maybe you can get into the controversy a little and spool it out. Just consider me a newbie.
No problem. I was one of the first to interview Dr. Michael Hollick many years ago, probably over a decade ago, after he came out with his book, The UV Advantage. And here is a dermatologist that was shunned by his profession because the entire field of dermatology is about avoiding the sun. And he said, no, that's dangerous. We need sun exposure. And it just literally nearly destroyed him. But he's one of the scientific heroes out there that stood against the official stories.
Yeah, well, official story is there to protect officials. And you have to, you know, the good thing about the book from my perspective is that it puts everything in an historical context. So I don't just tell you why HIV tests are bad. I really tell you how the whole thing mirrors a culture that went crazy on pharmaceuticals that needed a new religion to control sex. It's not just that pharmaceutical stuff came out of nowhere. It came out of previously existing structures in society that managed people. It just got injected, to use that word, with what we call science, which is just really a total misreading of nature, a total misunderstanding of the universe. It's reductionism. It's taking things apart. It's mm-hmm. imagining that 0.1% of something is the same as 100% of something. And so, you know, if sugarcane isn't bad for you, then a 99.9% reduction of it minus all minerals shouldn't be bad for you either. And that's where we live.
Yeah.
That's the scientific authority.
Well, this and more is going to be in Official Stories, Liam Sheff's new book. He's at liamsheff.com. You can always check robertscottbell.com for some great links right back to it, including the updated, what we call a comic series of The Briar Patch by Liam Sheff, based on what things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a couple of more to go up there pretty soon, so check it out at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you're worried about sunburn coming up this summer, right, in the Northern Hemisphere, eat more superfoods, astaxanthin, all the things that we know we need to get in, selenium, etc. How about my good friend Shentrition? Yes, get your adaptogens and superfoods there at 866-497-7436. Thank you to Chris Barr. Thank you to Liam Sheff. Thank you to Jonathan Choose to Be Healthy, Sovereign Silver, Nordic Naturals, and all of y'all that love health, freedom, and liberty like we do here. I'm simply here to remind you. What? Say it, Robert. Say it. Okay, I will. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.